Welcome to the Catholics on Campus podcast, where certified Catholic mindset coach and college student development expert, Dr. Virginia Cook, provides practical tips and coaching to succeed in college while growing in your Catholic faith. And now, your host, Virginia Cook.
The search for a purpose is timeless and persistent. I am struck by people who are struggling to find purpose but do it in a secular way. A secular approach doesn't even consider that God put you here on earth right now with a unique purpose that you can ignite and make the center of your life. In this episode, we are going to talk about finding your purpose from a Catholic perspective. As St. Catherine of Siena reminds us, be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire. Welcome back to the podcast, my friends. Perhaps you've heard the story of the bricklayer at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. In the late 1600s, the king commissioned architect Christopher Wren to rebuild the cathedral after London's devastating 1666 fire. It would take decades to complete. The story goes that one day the architect checked in on three of his bricklayers. He asked one of the bricklayers what he was doing, and he responded, "I'm making a living." He asked the second bricklayer, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm building a wall." He asked the third bricklayer the same question, and he answered with a gleam in his eye, "I'm building a cathedral for the Lord." Which bricklayer understood his purpose? Of course, the one who could see how his role contributed to the bigger picture and the glory of God. We can set the world on fire by recognizing God's bigger purpose in our lives. We aren't making a living or building walls. We are building great cathedrals. Put another way, we are made for greatness. The Baltimore Catechism poses the question, "What is our purpose?" and taught us, "We are born to know, love, and serve God in this world and in heaven." For us Catholics on campus, it's that simple and that complex. I've always been a big picture person. I know from my experience earning a bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degree that sometimes it's easy to forget the bigger picture. You can take a challenging class that doesn't seem to fit with your intended career interest, and your thoughts move to, "Why am I taking this? This class is such a waste of time." Or, "Will I ever use this?" These thoughts don't serve you in the moment because they lead to despair and disinterest and push you away from your goal of achieving a particular degree. Of course, the degree is not just preparing us for a particular career or vocation. Pope Francis emphasizes that our vocation is not merely about the work we do, but encompasses a broader path that guides our actions toward serving others and glorifying God. Our lives flourish when we discover our true selves and seek fulfillment in God's light. Jeremiah reminds us that God says, "For I know the plans I have for you." God invites us to respond to his call with love and gratitude and gives us the freedom to do so. The saints give excellent examples for living our lives to our fullest potential. Let's look at three popular saints to get some insight from their journeys. First, St. Francis of Assisi was born into a wealthy Italian family. In the 1100s, Francis renounced his riches to live in poverty and dedicating his life to serving God and others. He founded the Franciscan Order and is known for his humility and close relationship to nature. Second, let's look at St. Ignatius of Loyola. Ignatius was a Spanish soldier who experienced a deep spiritual conversion while recovering from a battle injury. In 1528, he wrote Spiritual Exercises, a manual for discernment and finding God's purpose in daily life. He dedicated his life to Christ and about 10 years later co-founded the Society of Jesus, also known as the Jesuits. St. Ignatius wrote this prayer to encourage us to surrender our will to God's will. Let's pray this together. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, teach me to be generous, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward. Save that knowing I do your will. Amen. Let's look at a contemporary of St. Ignatius, St. Teresa of Avila. In short, she was a Carmelite nun who faced many challenges, but eventually experienced mystical visions that led her to reform her religious order. She also authored The Interior Castle, discussing the spiritual journey as a path to uniting with God's will. By accepting God's purpose in our lives, we can grow in the virtues of humility and simplicity like St. Francis, religion and perseverance like St. Teresa of Avila. And keep in mind, religion is rendering to God what is due to him, and perseverance is persisting in the arduous good until the end is achieved. And we can also grow in foresight like St. Ignatius. And foresight is seeing future outcomes of actions based on experience. After I went through a rough patch some years ago, a friend recommended a book, Man's Search for Meaning, by Viktor Frankl. Dr. Frankl was an Austrian philosopher, psychologist, and Holocaust survivor who died in 1997. He founded the discipline of logotherapy, which describes our search for life's meaning as the central human motivating force. Although he published nearly 40 books, his book, Man's Search for Meaning, was his best-selling book with millions of copies sold in dozens of languages. The book is filled with many quotable passages, but here's three sentences that stuck out to me. I'll follow up with why in a moment. First, Dr. Frankl writes, "Everything can be taken from a man but one thing, the last of the human freedoms, to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way." Next, when we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. And finally, those who have a why to live can bear with almost any how. Now, why did these passages stick out to me? As a Catholic mindset coach, Frankl's insights underscore the freedom that we all have to choose how we respond to the circumstances we are faced with. We can respond with emotions rooted in fear or anger when something doesn't go our way, or we can respond with compassion for ourselves and others and a curiosity about what we might do differently next time. By leaning into our relationship with God, we can make sense of the sufferings or challenges we face and understand that they are for our greater good. They call us to higher purpose and virtue as we seek to one day be with Jesus in heaven. By finding our purpose, we can experience the joy and happiness that God intends for us. Of course, the Bible is filled with people who have responded to God's call. Perhaps the best role model for us is the Blessed Mother Mary. Because she was conceived without sin and was filled with God's grace, it was easy for her to say yes to God's call to be the mother of Jesus. While we know she pondered how God would work in her life, she cooperated with God's plan and never doubted his holy will for her life. In Exodus chapter 3, we hear the story of Moses. Despite his initial reluctance, Moses embraced his God-given purpose. How many times are you asked to do something that you are hesitant to agree to? Do you assume you are unqualified? Do you lack self-confidence? Do you fear rejection? Do you think you are too old or not old enough? Do you feel unworthy to accept the challenge? When God called on Moses, he knew Moses was filled with this type of self-doubt and promised him that he would be with Moses always. In Acts chapter 9, we hear how Saul was transformed into Paul and led the missionary church with amazing zeal, even though he never personally met Jesus. At some point, we can all have a road to Damascus moment where we are called to do something completely different. Paul's conversion was sudden and complete. He went from violently persecuting Christians to becoming a great apostle who authored as many as 14 books of the New Testament. It's especially poignant for us to focus on St. Paul because as I record this on January 25th, it's his feast day. Happy feast day, St. Paul. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you, a prophet to the nations, I appointed you. Like Jeremiah, we are called to be priest, prophet, and king. God's purpose is given to us from our conception. Before anyone knew we were growing in our mother's womb, God knew we existed and He loved us. God delighted in us just for being, not doing, just for being. I'm a doer. Perhaps like you, I love doing God's work, achieving milestones in my life, and contributing to the enrichment of others. If all that went away, God would still love me. I've talked with many elderly people who are limited in their ability to be actively engaged in society, and they wonder what their purpose is. It can be difficult to understand your purpose at times, but our purpose, with a capital P, is to love Him and others now so that we can love Him in eternal life. How can you find purpose in life? I found a graphic based on St. Ignatius of Loyola's teachings, and I've linked to it in the show notes. And this graphic includes the following four suggestions for how to find purpose in life. First, pick the right time to think about it. Making decisions takes time and experience. Don't make choices while worried or distracted. Two, ask the people who know you best. They might surprise you with how much insight they have into your life, especially God. Three, imagine yourself in the future. 10 or 20 years from now, are you happy with your choice? Could you take it or leave it? Four, pretend you are another person giving advice to yourself. What would you say to you? Would you be disappointed by your choices? Pleased? Another way you can find purpose in your life is to work with a Catholic coach or spiritual director. Sometimes it's easier to discern with a trained professional who can ask probing questions that help you to explore your gifts, abilities, and unique mission. Feel free to reach out to me if you'd like to learn more about how to work with me. My contact information is in the show notes. You can set the world on fire when you live in your purpose, when you align your life to God's calling for you. From biblical times until now, there are so many inspiring examples of people who let God's light shine through them. No matter your age or your stage in life, it's never too late to discover your purpose. Are you ready like Mary? Are you reluctant like Moses? Do you need a wake-up call like Saul did? This episode is your wake-up call, my friends. Don't wait. The Lord has great plans for you. I hope you found this episode helpful. Please give it a 5-star rating and share it with your friends. If you have suggestions for future podcast topics, feel free to reach out to me through my website, knotsuntied.com. I've also linked to the website in the show notes to make it easier for you to reach me. I love to hear from listeners, so please reach out. Until next time, Mary, untier of knots, pray for us. God bless you.
If you are an ambitious college student who desires to leverage your God-given talents to live in beatitude and make a bold difference in the world, Dr. Virginia Cook can help you excel in your educational journey and grow in your Catholic identity. As founder of Knots Untied Coaching, Virginia offers mindset coaching from an authentically Catholic perspective and collegiate success and well-being strategies for happy, healthy, and holy living. Want to stay connected? Visit knotsuntied.com to learn how to join an amazing community of like-minded Catholic college students and their parents. You can also follow her on Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook. Check out the show notes for links and special offers.